Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this evening's show, we're going to celebrate the birthdays of Fred Allert, William McKinney, Alfred Bryan, and Earl Carroll, and listen to this past week in recording history. Last week, September 19th, marked the birth in 1892 in New York City of composer Fred Allert, A-H-L-E-R-T. His songs have been recorded by artists as diverse as Fats Waller, Willie Nelson, the Mamas and the Papas, and John Coltrane. After graduating from City College of New York and Fordham University Law School, he went to work for the music publishing firm of Waterson, Berlin, and Snyder, arranging for Irving Aronson and his Commanders, and then for the Fred Waring Glee Club. He began composing special material for vaudeville acts and was soon selling his own compositions to Tin Pan Alley publishers. His first hit came in 1920 with I'd Love to Fall Asleep and Wake Up in My Mammy's Arms, co-written with Sam Lewis and Joe Young. That was followed in 1922 by I Gave You Up Before You Threw Me Down, written with Burt Kalmar and Harry Ruby. Allert's association with lyricist Joe Young produced hits such as I'm Gonna Sit Right Down and Write Myself a Letter, It Can Happen to You, and Life is a Song. Allert also collaborated with Edgar Leslie and Sam Lewis. His most successful collaboration began in 1928 when he met lyricist Roy Turk, and together they produced I'll Get By As Long As I Have You, Mean to Me, Walkin' My Baby Back Home, I Don't Know Why, I Just Do, and Love You Funny Thing. In 1933, Allert became a director of ASCAP, a position he held for 20 years. Fred Allert died in New York City on October 20th, 1953. Here are three less well-known songs from the pen of Fred Allert.
Thank you. like you have made me realize what affection can do. Little women like you have taught me how to smile when there's trouble in view. You make a joy out of living, you with your feminine touch. You keep on giving and giving, no one can love you too much. And with angels so few, it makes me thankful for little women like you.
Kiss 'neath a bright starry awning till I play 3 o'clock in the morning. Why dance when two hearts are afire? Why dance when romance is here?
Abe Lyman and his California Orchestra recording not in California, but in New York on July 10, 1931, and Why Dance. The vocalist there was Phil Neely. Why Dance was preceded by Harlan Lattimore with Victor Young and his orchestra and Little Women, a Fred Allert-Edgar Leslie collaboration recorded on January 13, 1934. We began our tribute to Fred Allert with the Varsity Eight and Beets and Turnips from October 29, 1924. Why Dance was preceded by Harlan Lattimore with Victor Young and his orchestra and Little Women, a Fred Allert-Edgar Leslie collaboration recorded on January 13, 1934. We began our tribute to Fred Allert with the Varsity Eight and Beets and Turnips from October 29, 1924. Beets and Turnips was Allert's first composition, composed with Cliff Hess, and it was published by Waterson, Berlin and Snyder in 1915, while Fred was a staff arranger there. Vic Myers and his orchestra also recorded Beets and Turnips in 1924. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, September 17th, marked the birth in 1895 in Paducah, Kentucky, of drummer William McKinney. In 1920, he formed his first band, the Cinco Septet, which emphasized vaudeville and comedy. At first, McKinney played drums, but after several years, Cuba Austin took over drums and McKinney worked as leader and manager. In 1926, the band was hired by Gene Goldkett to work at Detroit's Greystone Ballroom, and the band was given the name McKinney's Cotton Pickers. Don Redman was with the band from 1927 to 31 as musical director, arranger, and sideman. Others in the band included Langston Curl, Claude Jones, George Thomas, and Dave Wilborn. Coleman Hawkins and Fats Waller made appearances with the band, and James P. Johnson sat in on one date. The band began a short but successful recording contract with Victor in 1928, and in 1929 was appearing at night spots in Harlem. The Cotton Pickers broke up in 1934 in Baltimore, and the following year William McKinney and Cuba Austin formed a new band, which was hired on a permanent basis at the Recreation Ballroom in Boston. Around 1940, McKinney left the music business and went to work at the Ford factory in Detroit. William McKinney died in the same town in which he was born, Paducah, Kentucky, on October 14, 1969. Here's McKinney's Cotton Pickers. Thank you.
hop, be folks call her blue. On after step, quick step, like they just do. I'll go into your trick step, and that's her lovaloo. On cheek to cheek, with one hand on your hip, on side, one side, and as you do, you dip. On twinkle, clap hands, do stomp too. I'll go back, clap hands, that's her blue.
Calling, come back to me. Dixie, I fear your portal soon I will see. Down in my home, land of cotton, near more I roam, to be forgotten, even the moon just seems a yelling hello. Thank you.
From November 5th, 1930, McKinney's Cotton Pickers and Hello, written by Don Redman, who did most of the arrangements for the band. The vocalist was Dave Wilborn, who also provided the vocal on the preceding song, Hullabaloo. Hullabaloo is from the Warner Brothers picture Dancing Sweeties and was written by Walter O'Keefe and Bobby Dolan. That recording was made July 30th, 1930. We began our tribute to William McKinney with Will You, Won't You Be My Babe, written by Howdy Quixell and John Nesbitt from April 8th, 1929.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
Last week, September 15th, marked the birth in 1871 in Brantford, Ontario, Canada, of lyricist Alfred Bryan. In the late 1880s, he moved to New York City and worked as a staff arranger for several New York publishing firms, and in 1914 became a charter member of ASCAP. He wrote songs for several Broadway musicals, including the Schubert Gaieties of 1919 and the Midnight Rounders of 1920 and 21, the Century Review, and A Night in Spain. In the 1920s, Bryan moved to Hollywood and wrote songs for film scores. His chief collaborators included Fred Fisher, with whom he wrote his best-known Peg of My Heart, Al Piantedosi, George Meyer, and Joe McCarthy. Alfred Bryan died in Gladstone, New Jersey, on April 1, 1958. His hit songs include I Didn't Raise My Boy to Be a Soldier, Brown Eyes, Why Are You Blue, My Mother's Eyes, Pudd'nhead Jones, and these.
Thank you. a silver lining. When there's a dark cloud on your mind, you know, folks, listen, when clouds are near, say you needn't fear, just put on your hat and they'll disappear. And when you're blue, when you're blue and your heart is pining, you just look up, you look way, way up, and you leave all your cares behind. Yes, sir, you wear a hat, that's all you do. You wear a hat with a silver lining. When there's a dark cloud on your mind. Just look up, you look up and you leave your cares behind. You wear a hat, any old hat, your grandmother's hat, your grandfather's hat, anybody's hat with a silver lining. When there's a dark cloud, a cloud upon your mind. Yes, sir.
The high-hatted tragedian of song, Ted Lewis, with some good advice, Wear a Hat with a Silver Lining, from December 4, 1928. That was an Al Bryan-Al Sherman collaboration. Before Ted Lewis, it was Tom Darby and Jimmy Tarleton and Down in the Old Cherry Orchard, recorded by Columbia on April 15, 1929. Alfred Bryan wrote the lyric to Henry Stern's tune. Darby and Tarleton was an early country music duo, with Darby generally singing lead vocal and playing guitar, with Tarleton singing harmony and playing Hawaiian slide guitar, which he had learned from Frank Ferreira. Darby and Tarleton met in Columbus, Georgia, and began playing together and were offered a recording session with Columbia on April 5, 1927. They recorded Down in Florida on a Hog and Birmingham Town, which were issued together, and the record sold well enough that they were allowed a second session and ultimately recorded 63 songs between 1927 and 1933. We began our tribute to Alfred Bryan with Mike Markell's orchestra and Red Lips' Kiss My Blues Away. Les Reese was the vocalist on that April 6, 1927 recording. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon, in New Zealand on the Wellsford Country Radio Network 105.8 FM, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Last week, September 16th, marked birth in 1893 in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, of theatrical producer, director, and songwriter Earl Carroll. Starting at age 10, he worked at various odd jobs in Pittsburgh theaters until, at 16, he moved to New York and became a successful songwriter. He went on to produce and direct numerous Broadway musicals, including 15 editions of Earl Carroll's Vanities, Earl Carroll's Sketchbook, and Murder at the Vanities, which was also a movie starring Jack Oakey. He built the first of his two Earl Carroll theaters at 753 7th Avenue at 50th Street in New York City in 1922. It was so successful that it was demolished and rebuilt on a grand scale, reopening in August of 1931, billed as the largest legitimate theater in the world. It apparently also had large operating costs and went into foreclosure in 1932. It was bought by Florence Ziegfeld, who renamed it the Casino Theater. The building was converted into retail space in 1940 and was demolished in 1990. The second Earl Carroll Theater was built in Hollywood at 6230 Sunset Boulevard and opened on September 26, 1938. That building stands to this day and is used as a television studio. Over the doors of both theaters was emblazoned Carroll's slogan, "Through these portals pass the most beautiful girls in the world." Earl Carroll died in the crash of United Airlines Flight 624 on June 17, 1948. Here are three songs from various editions of Earl Carroll Vanities.
Thank you. baby talk, along came love, with a twinkle in her eye, a dimple and a sigh.
It hit me from the start, 'cause oh, did I jump. I felt my little heart go bumpity-bump.
Along came love, with a come-and-get-me glance, I didn't have a chance. Oh, I just fell without a shot.
You know, my slogan used to be, no wedding bells for me.
Then along came
just memories.
I'm afraid of all the blue shadows. Why do those strange blue shadows? They come and gather all around me when the night shades fall. I'm always dreaming of the shadows that appear in the night.
They make me blue.
Then you find a level space upon the floor to place the bottle. Then you start to toddle, keep watching the bottle. Then you step around a bit, be careful not to hit the bottle. Then just like a clown, start messing around. Keep going to town. Now do a break and wiggle like a snake that's hitting a bottle. It's easy to do. Everybody hits the bottle.
From Roll Carol Vanities of 1930, which opened at the New Amsterdam Theater on July 1, 1930 and ran for 215 performances, that was Ted Wallace and his Campus Boys and Hittin' the Bottle, written by Yip Harburg and Jay Gorney. Before that, it was the close harmony group The Revelers, October 23, 1928, and Blue Shadows, written by pianist-composer Louis Alter and Raymond Clagas. That's from Roll Carol Vanities of 1928. We began our tribute to Earl Carroll with Don Bester and his orchestra with Neil Buckley providing the vocal on Along Came Love, written by Charlie Tobias, Haven Gillespie, and Henry Tobias. That was recorded December 10th, 1932, and is from the 9th edition of Earl Carroll Vanities. It opened at Earl Carroll's Broadway Theater on September 27th, 1932, but ran for just 87 performances until December 10th.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s. This is Rapidly Rotating Records. Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon and available anytime on demand online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
It's time now for that feature of the program we call This Week in Recording History. So-called because it's here where we play rapidly rotating records celebrating birthdays, having been recorded this past week in years past. Here to start off this edition of This Week in Recording History is Al Starita and the Piccadilly Players.
Thank you. stop trotting to bliss. If you can do it like this, you're a real hot stepper. Now all together, shout the good news. Clap your hands, you dancing fans, you've got to stop trotting. Thank you.
We began this edition of This Week in Recording History with Al Starita and the Piccadilly Players and the Stop Trot from September 15, 1928. Next, from a Jeanette 78 recorded exactly 83 years ago this very day, it was the original Indiana Five and Siberia, written by Phil Ponce and Paul Van Loan. Siberia was followed by Desdemona, played there by the University Six on September 18, 1925. Desdemona was written by Maceo Pinkard and Alex Bledna. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play our Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.